Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today we are going to, of course, talk more about Tesla in China. A lot to discuss there. We also have some interesting sales information out of Germany and the UK, updates on the Tesla Semi, and a few other items as well. All right, looking at the stock, Tesla today down 6.4%, closing at $182.45. The Nasdaq was down 1.9% on the day today. In the absence of other news, wouldn't be too surprising to see Tesla down 4% or so on a day like that. But of course, plenty of reporting on Tesla in China for the markets to be absorbing today as well. So let's jump right into that. Of course, I had my report on Friday. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But in pre-market this morning, Bloomberg reporting something similar, saying that Tesla plans to lower production at its Shanghai factory, according to people familiar with the matter, and the output cuts will take effect as soon as this week, said the people, and they estimate the move could reduce production by about 20% from full capacity, which is the rate at which the factory ran in October and November. Reuters around the same time reporting something similar, saying that Tesla plans to cut December output of the Model Y at its Shanghai plant by more than 20% from the previous month, two people familiar with the matter said. And then later on, Reuters also added an update saying that late on Monday, the Tesla representative that they had reached out to replied, saying that this is quote-unquote false news without elaborating. There was also similar reporting in Chinese media with Shanghai Securities News in translation reporting, quote, "In this regard, relevant people from Tesla China responded to the reporter of the Shanghai Stock Exchange by calling it quote-unquote false information," end quote. So let's hope that is the case. Personally, I would love to have a little bit more detail in that response. There are many elements of the report, and some parts could be true, some parts could be false. With the rebuttal that was shared, we don't know if that applies to the entire report or just parts. Now, I can already feel people upset with me for even mentioning that possibility, but it is absolutely a possibility, as evidenced by, at the end of September, Tesla China denying reports about Tesla lowering prices, and then doing so a little bit more than 3 weeks later. So again, I hope the report is wrong. I think Tesla's response does increase the uncertainty of the report in general, but a slightly more thorough response, if you're already taking the time to respond anyway, could have put those questions to bed entirely. For me at least, the question does still linger. Now, as far as the Bloomberg and Reuters reports go, some people wondering if I'm the source for those articles. No, that's not the case. They haven't reached out to me at all. This was going to get reported whether I reported it or not, most likely. Another common question is if their sources are the same as my source. I don't know who their sources are, but I am pretty confident that that is not the case. And people wondering if all these sources are being controlled by some short seller that's using them to feed us misinformation. Yeah, probably not. If they were doing that, don't you think this information probably would have come out at the exact same time and probably from multiple sources that don't include a random YouTuber, like one random YouTuber? Plus, as I mentioned, the only reason that I reported on this in the first place is the track record of the source. This isn't some random person coming to me with this quote-unquote juicy information that I'm then just jumping to report as fast as I possibly can without putting an ounce of thought into it. That's not how I work, and I would hope after 5 years, people understand that. I reported this only because I felt like that track record was strong enough that it made this information credible, and I didn't want to withhold information that I personally found credible. I think withholding information like that would be a huge disservice to this audience, a disservice to the goal that I have always had with this podcast, trying to get good information out to more people. You can disagree with that if you want, and that's fine, but I hope you at least understand my intent. I hope you also realize that you may not have all the context, as much as I try to provide as much of that as I can. I didn't report this to try to get attention or try to break news. I mean, look at the episode title. It's like Tesla Semi battery and charging details plus China update. It's like the least clickbait thing you could imagine. That episode's got less views than average. As always, just trying to do my best to act in service of the audience. I felt like this was the way to do that. You can believe it or not, but at least you've got the information. I have nothing to gain from this being correct. As I said, no extra attention on the podcast. No one's going to remember if I was right about this one thing way down the line. But despite all the disclaimers and uncertainty that I provided with the report, well, people tend to forget about that, but they'll sure as heck remember if this is wrong. Even if it's right, probably a net negative for me anyway, judging by the dialogue and the DMs I've gotten cussing me out and the Patreon supporters that have stopped supporting and things like that. It would have been a lot easier, better for me if I didn't report it, and I knew that going into it, but I felt like it was the right thing to do, so I did it. I can only hope that the silent majority understands and appreciates that. Anyway, we'll move on here in a second, not trying to make this all about me, but I do also want to acknowledge that I could have done a much better job in how I presented the information. It was a live stream. I didn't do a good job with it. Just trying to provide as much of that context as I could, and it was not delivered smoothly. I am definitely aware that presenting is an area of opportunity for improvement. Many of you know that has also been one of the goals since day one. Anyway, we'll see what happens with production, and of course, anything else I can learn on that, I will pass along. The other information that we have out of China, a little bit more fun to talk about this one, we've got wholesale sales figures reported from the CPCA for November. So remember, wholesale sales is the combination of domestic or retail sales plus exported vehicles. We don't have that split broken out yet, but the China Passenger Car Association is saying that wholesale sales for November for Tesla in China were 100,291 vehicles. This is a record by a wide margin, surpassing the previous record of wholesale sales in September, 83,000 that month. This was nearly double last November, which was about 53,000, and it's up significantly month over month from October's roughly 72,000. So it's a really strong number, but of course it is aided by the 16,000 vehicles that Tesla produced that didn't show up in wholesale sales last month. Of course, we talked a lot about those inventory fluctuations. So a lot of those vehicles hitting the tally here in November, my best guess for that is that Tesla in the first quarter of the month doing more exporting, even though we know they're trying to unwind the wave, doing more exporting, especially towards the end of the month, and also probably shipping to further regions in China. So then the sale maybe not hitting the exact same month as production. So we're probably seeing less of those two things in November, especially, again, towards the end of the month. If there weren't shifts in those types of things month over month and production was pretty similar, you wouldn't really expect that inventory fluctuation, maybe a little bit, but in this case, we're seeing a lot, as I do expect production to come in pretty similar to October, somewhere around that 87,000 level. So we're likely looking at inventory being drawn down by about 13,000 vehicles or so, compared to last month increasing by 16,000, so that's a delta between the 2 months of 29,000 vehicles. Prior to this, for any second month of the quarter, that biggest month-to-month delta in inventory was about 11,000 vehicles. So I'm not quite sure what to make of that. I do think it's interesting. Maybe that is entirely the result of logistics, but I think that would also fit reasonably well with looking at October and saying, you know, Tesla was trying to deliver more domestically and unwind the wave and things like that. Then they cut the price and all of a sudden, more deliveries and a massive drawdown in inventory. I lean more towards logistical reasons, but I think it's worth considering. Anyway, a couple of other comments on this. You can see in gray there that I've got an estimate for how the retail versus export split comes in for November. That is based off of the insurance data for retail sales, then the rest just going to export. So it should be fairly close. I think we get the next round of those weekly insurance numbers overnight tonight. Because of those, we've already spent a lot of time looking at how those retail sales are coming in quarter to date. Now with the wholesale sales figure, we can kind of reasonably back into quarter to date exports through the end of November as well. Should be around 41,000 for November, so that gets Tesla quarter to date up to about 95,000 exported so far. That is already a record for a total quarter. We've still got 31 days remaining. Usually Tesla doesn't export a lot in the last month of the quarter, so even if we were just looking first 2 months of the quarter, this graph would look pretty much the same. We'll see if that changes this quarter with the possibility of more unwinding the wave. Either way, still a record by a decent margin, surpassing first quarter 2022. At just below 74,000 vehicles exported that quarter. As for wholesale sales, if we look at the first 2 months here versus the first 2 months of historical quarters, of course, no surprise since export and retail, both records in that view. Same thing for wholesale sales here, 172,000 in these first 2 months, again surpassing a record from Q1, those first 2 months being 116,000. Even with 1 full month remaining, wholesale sales are getting pretty close to prior records for total quarters. Should be a record by a huge margin once December is added. All right, lastly on China, there have been reports over the weekend of China continuing to ease some COVID restrictions in some regions. Reuters today also announcing that China may announce 10 new COVID-19 easing measures as early as Wednesday, and that management of the disease may be downgraded as soon as January to the less strict Category B from the current top level Category A of infectious disease. These restrictions have obviously challenged China's economy. I think a lot of the questions around Tesla permeate from that. Hopefully some of those questions can dissipate a little more quickly if China's economy does improve with fewer restrictions. All right, moving on from China, we had talked previously about Tesla opening up officially in Taiwan. It looks like first deliveries have happened. Drive Tesla Canada reporting on this from a report from Didi Car. From the images shared here, it looks like Tesla held, as they often do, a special delivery event for those first deliveries of Model Ys in Taiwan. So nice to see those begin. And then we've also got updates in Germany and the UK. First off, in Germany, we're getting November registration figures, which unsurprisingly, given Giga Berlin's ramp up and Shanghai's increased exports, are looking really strong. In November, there were 10,800 Teslas registered. That's about 4.2% market share, up 93% year over year. Year-to-date registrations with 1 month remaining have now moved up to about 52,500, 2.2% market share, and that's up 59% year-to-date, year over year. Pretty similar numbers over in the UK, 6,000 Teslas being registered in November, 4.2% market share there as well. Registrations up a similar 96% year over year from last November. And then year to date, Tesla is sitting on about 38,000 registrations in the UK, about 2.6% market share. And those year to date registrations are up 52% year over year. It's also always interesting to look at the battery electric vehicle market share in the UK as they split that out and they keep plug-in hybrids separate. In November, 20.6%, so 1 out of 5 vehicles was a battery electric vehicle in the UK. That's awesome to see. Registrations were up 35% year over year, while plug-in hybrids actually lost market share, just 7% of the market, down 6% year over year. Year-to-date, battery electric vehicle market share is at 15%, up from 11% last year at this time. Plug-in hybrids, market share at 6%, down from 7%. All right, next we've got a few product updates. It's been a little bit since we've heard Elon talk about the slow rollout of version 11, when that might get released beyond employee testers. Fulmar's asking on Twitter for Elon's best guess on when that may start to happen, and he said about a week or so. We've also got a couple of small updates on the Tesla Semi. Zangler on Twitter, who attended the event, noted, presumably based on information that he learned at the event, that the line, the production line in Nevada, is a prototype line for an eventual line in Austin. He said that the prototype line is capable of producing 10 semis per week. It's not entirely clear if that is the current capacity or the anticipated capacity. Sounds more like the latter, so current production rate may be below that. That would obviously be about 500 per year. Then we've also got kind of a fun update from a Reddit user, the RCell, who posted a picture of the Frito-Lay semi already being utilized for a float in a parade in Modesto, where that Pepsi Frito-Lay factory is located at. So fun to see that already, hopefully stirring up some local publicity. Next, we've got a good catch from Miss Jillian on Twitter, who noticed that at the Peterson Museum, where Tesla has had the display going of most of their vehicles, including the Cybertruck, there is a design sketch of the Cybertruck that looks a little bit smaller, maybe only has 2 doors, probably an early design concept sketch, but not one that I've seen before. Not something that I expect Tesla to make necessarily, at least not anytime soon, but interesting to see nonetheless. All right, last couple of items. Ford has reported their US sales for the month of November. They were down 7.8% overall year over year. That was actually slightly better than their trend for October. They also mentioned that their electric vehicle sales were up 103% in November compared to last year, which they say makes Ford America the second best-selling brand and manufacturer of electric vehicles behind Tesla. I did notice, though, something interesting with their F-150 Lightning sales. Those only came in at just over 2,000 vehicles for the month, and that was actually down pretty significantly from October, which was about 2,400. So something to keep an eye on. Not sure what would be driving that. I would assume it's production-related at this point, still very early, and should be plenty of demand for that vehicle. But I don't see an explanation given on that from Ford. Lastly then, just a quick update on Twitter. Elon Musk over the weekend did participate in a Twitter space. He was more positive on advertising that had been a little bit adversarial over the last couple of weeks or so. He thanked advertisers for returning. He noted that Apple had resumed their full ad spend on Twitter. So hopefully that helps diminish concerns around cash flow for Twitter and the implications that that might carry for Elon and possible shares of Tesla stock. All right, that is it for today then. Just want to say a special thank you to those of you that are so supportive, whether that's on Patreon or ShareLoft or Words of Encouragement. I do really appreciate that, and I'm always trying my best to serve that support. So I'll continue to do that, and we'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, December 6th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.